Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're talking NFL supplemental draft, and it's that time of year where some of the gentlemen who elect to forego their senior or junior seasons are entering into the supplemental draft. It's a unique experience. And with that said, we have the former Purdue Boilermaker standout defensive lineman, Razan Howard, on the show. Razan, we appreciate you taking some time. I'm sure this had to be a decision that you kind of had to toss and turn about, but when did you kind of get the idea that this was in your future, that you may embark, you know, into the supplemental draft, and when you decided, how did you know for sure?
Thanks for having me, bro. And to answer that question, I would say, since a young boy growing up, I always felt like I was kind of ahead of my prime, I would say, kind of more advanced than everybody else in my age category, in my group, and in my skill asset as a player. And I basically came to that term that I wanted to go professional, like I want to say, late going into like after my junior year with the whole process with me leaving Purdue and making that decision. And I just kind of wanted to expand and be with the best of the best and see what I can do on that level.
Excellent. And I'm curious, I mean, talking about that young age, I mean, well, did you start playing Pop Warner Pee Wee? Did you start at a very young age playing football?
I started football around the time, I want to say, eighth grade. I had played 1 year unlimited, but I took off around, like, my junior season, going into my senior season. That's when I really got known.
Huh. And what's that like for? I'm curious. I mean, when you started, I mean, did they? I mean, usually in high school you play both sides of the football. But I mean, how did the high school use you? And when you started to get looks, especially from the Big Ten, I'm sure other schools really recruited you because you're one of the more highly sought individuals out there. I mean, kind of just talk us through that high school experience, maybe playing both sides of the ball or the position you played, and you know how you ended up at Purdue, and even what other some other schools, maybe some other schools wanted you in another position.
My high school experience was awesome. I was surrounded by a bunch of guys that was already D1 athletes growing up prior to me making the decision to play football, and I had like bigger cousins and kind of older male influences that I looked up to that really got me influenced and involved in the game. And my high school experience was wonderful. I got opportunity to play everywhere on the defensive line. They let me stand up a little bit. I was a starting offensive tackle. I was a starting offensive tackle as well. So I feel like I was able to showcase my versatility at a young age in high school. My career kind of kicked off when I went to I attended Atlanta Sports Academy. It's located in Dawsonville, Georgia. There, I was named the number 4 defensive tackle in prep in the country. I had multiple scholarships from big schools all over the nation, Tennessee, Nebraska, Wisconsin, et cetera. And the decision for me to attend Purdue University, basically, it laid in one of my favorite players. I had kind of analyzed him and watched him throughout the years, Kawan Short. And I kind of compared myself to him. And coming from the situation that I came from, I had went to Purdue, and I just seen the atmosphere and the family environment and the type of situation that I was going into and I was dealing with. And I just took advantage of it, and I decided to be a Boilermaker.
And the rest is history, and now you're a few weeks away from finding where you'll end up professionally. You have a pro day coming up on July 8th. Is that going to take place in New Jersey as well?
Yes, sir. It's going to be located in my old alma mater, Asbury Park, New Jersey, located in central New Jersey, and on July 8th at 10:30, so I'm excited.
Excellent. And I know, I mean, all 32 teams have been in contact with you. I know that. So obviously they're definitely hot on your trail. This year, you know, you're kind of going a little bit different path than, you know, the normal prospects, basically starting out in January and you're working out at a facility, getting ready for, you know, combine pro day. Are you working out anywhere? Or did you stay on campus? Kind of how are you getting ready to be in peak condition?
I'm working out every situation. As far as pertaining to my position, he's pushing me every day. I'm confident in showcasing my skills this Friday. I've been grinding it out from the time that I made that decision all the way until now. So the grind never stopped.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Razan Howard, the standout from Purdue, kind enough to join us here on the C2P talking some NFL supplemental draft. For any folks out there who missed this show in its entirety or would like to listen to it again or even download it, you can check it out at iTunes. You can check it out at blogtalkradio.com, and then we'll be featuring this interview at College of Pro as well. Three avenues to get closer and know more about what could be your future defensive lineman for the favorite team that you root for in what we call the National Football League. For you, I mean, you're talking about the two-a-days, you're busting your tail. I'm curious, what's your height and weight right now, and how does that maybe differ from what you played at your final year at Purdue?
Right now, I'm currently at 6'3 and a half, 327. I played at Purdue around the same weight. I grew into my body a lot more. I'm able to be a lot more explosive at a heavier weight, just based off some of the training and the different workouts and techniques I've been doing. So I'm basically like a 320-pound plus man that's moving like a guy that's 200 pounds right now. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about that and going to showcase that this Friday and just showing the scouts some of my versatility and my feet work and my hand violence and things of that nature.
Nice. And let's kind of delve into that. I mean, if you're in the film room right now, you're with some scouts, they're breaking you down, what do you think they're going to see on film that they're going to fall in love with?
They're going to see an explosive nose guard who's very disruptive and mean in the middle, a guy that's going to be very disruptive, can play anywhere and do all types of penetration, push the center in the backfield, just be hell to offense, just be a hell to offensive coordinator and the offensive line, and just kind of just torment those guys.
I've done so many interviews, and I do some scouting for the CFL as well, so I mean, hearing what you're saying, I'm curious. I mean, obviously, you seem like you're a guy that can energize the defense. Is that fair?
Oh, yeah, that's definitely me. I would say I'm that guy who kind of sparks that plug. I kind of bring that savage out of my teammates, I would say. I kind of get everybody aroused off my energy. I'm not really a verbal guy. I'm kind of that quiet guy until it's game time, and I make that big play and get everybody going. That's what type of guy I am.
I love it. I love it. Are you a pretty good trash talker?
Oh yeah, definitely. I love showboating and talking trash. I'm from the East Coast, so you know that's second nature almost when you compete at a high level.
What opponent from another team was almost maybe at your level where you kind of maybe even laughed at the end of the game and maybe you took as much pleasure as talking trash to them as they did to you?
I would say Jack Allen from Michigan State. He was one of the top centers going into this year's draft. He was an interesting guy in the field. He kind of did a lot of things to throw you off. So I would say him out of all the teams that we went against as far as just like verbally him talking a lot, you know what I mean?
and we talked about what scouts are going to be able to see on film. And, I mean, there's not a lot that they don't know about you at this point, but this is your opportunity to share with this because we do pass it off to scouts. Is there anything that they're not going to be able to see on film that they definitely should know about you that's a big plus? I mean, we could talk about leadership qualities, game film study, maybe some of the things at Purdue they didn't ask you to do that you know you're capable of. Razan, this is your chance. Kind of, you know, let us know what they, you know, what they're not going to be able to see on film that you know you could help a team with.
The difference in what they won't see on my film compared to now is I picked up my level and condition, and that was one of the main concerns with me. And I feel like I picked up my level extremely. I really focused on my conditioning and kind of working out at a high pace when I'm uncomfortable. Because usually as a big man, we tend to kind of get a little more lackadaisical when we're fatigued. And I kind of been training myself based upon that. So they would see like I picked up on my level and conditioning, and that would they would be happy with that.
Nice, nice. Once again, Razan Howard, the standout from Purdue, kind enough to join us here on the College of Pro Players Platform Show, talking NFL supplemental draft. And this young man on the show, July 8th, he's going to be able to showcase all the skills that he's been talking about in front of, which I assume will probably be a full slot of 32 NFL teams, scouts, coaches, et cetera, wanting to see a little bit more of this guy because you never can have enough quality defensive linemen. We know that for sure, especially at today's age where passing is the big thing. You want guys that can penetrate. And our guest today mentioned some of those things about being disruptive, putting the center in the backfield, and basically telling offensive coordinators a little bit of hell to pay if you don't double team this young man. NFL teams, I mean, we know they're interested, and you don't have to say what teams, but have you had any one-on-one contact or anything with anyone yet?
Yes, sir. I've been in contact with, like, various teams, I would say, like, teams from all kinds of conferences and just reaching out to me and giving me positive feedback. So it's multiple teams that I've been talking to on a daily basis.
Nice, nice. And does that put – I'm sure it does. I mean, anyone out there listening would be like, no, you know. Obviously, it's – but, I mean, how much validation does that put in what you're doing? I mean, knowing that they recognize what you're doing. Because you're not the only guy out there that wants to make it to the next level, but you know from what the feedback that you're getting that they appreciate you. How does that make you feel?
It's a blessing to finally get a pat on the back from people that's where you want to be. You know what I mean? Kind of just them breaking down your game and telling you what you're good at and what you need to work on and kind of just taking, like, the positive criticism from them guys. It's exciting just hearing that feedback and getting a lot of that positive feedback and that energy. A lot of the teams like me and some of the things that I could do as a defensive player. So it's a great feeling. Like I said, it's motivation. It kind of makes me want to push harder every day for my workouts and kind of attack it more each day. So it's exciting.
Excellent stuff. And for you, I mean, obviously we want to make sure that you dot the I's, cross the T's. I mean, if scouts are going to start digging through film, what is the best game that they should go back and look at?
Me against Wisconsin. The reason I would say Wisconsin is because I feel like throughout the years, Wisconsin kind of solidified itself as one of the top offensive linemen in the nation. And me personally, I single-handedly called hell that game. Like, amongst other games, but that was a game where I felt like I really – that was a big statement game for me against Wisconsin.
Nice, nice. I'll have to try to see if I can dig my hands up on all that stuff. And obviously Friday, are you anxious, nervous? I'm sure there's probably so many feelings that you're feeling, I mean, leading up to this week. But, I mean, do you just want to get it over with right now? Do you just want to hang up the phone and go get it? I mean, do you like having though there's a couple days away? What's that mindset there?
I'm definitely anxious. I'm ready to attack the workout and just show them guys my full capabilities. And like I said, one thing about me is I haven't played football for too long. So I'm still moldable. I'm still able to – I haven't even reached my peak. So, like, my upside is out of this world and some of the things that I can do and still learn. But I'm anxious. I'm ready to attack it. Like, I'm ready for it to be here. Can't come fast enough.
I'm sure. And all that hard work. Basically the full gauntlet of combine drills. I mean, is there anything that you don't plan on doing?
I pretty much should be doing everything, I want to say. I should be participating in everything.
Nice. Excellent, man. I'm excited to find out what the numbers are going to be and how the day goes for you. Like I said, it's got to be an exciting time. Is there anything that maybe a coach or teammate that has told you or maybe spoke to you, that's maybe something that's heartfelt in a positive way that you kind of carry with you as a motivational thing?
I had reached back to my old defensive line coach, Coach Reuben Carter. He's like a big name in the NFL. He was the starting nose guard back in the day for the Orange Crush down at Denver Broncos when they had that dominant defensive line. And he's a big part of the reason I'm in a predicament in the position where I am today. And he kind of been like a father figure to me. And he just kind of always just told me that in order for me to get to where I'm going, I got to remember where I came from. And that always kind of stuck with me. So I would say that if I had to pick and choose something.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Razan Howard here on the C2P. Well, Razan, before we let you go, we never let you guys walk away without throwing a couple lighthearted off-the-wall questions for you. Ready to take a shot with those?
Yes, sir. Sure, why not?
All right. Now, if you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to invite to dinner?
Rihanna.
Ah, very nice. Just know, she was the 2015 champ. She dethroned Beyonce, and then Beyonce came back 2016 with a vengeance. But usually Beyonce, Alicia Keys, Halle Berry had a few, but Beyonce is usually the leader in the clubhouse. And then the final question before we let you go, if you had to choose one of these two things besides playing defensive lineman in the National Football League, are we more likely to see you up on stage as the lead singer of a boy band, or would we be more inclined to see you as a male runway model styling some clothes?
I'd definitely be the leader of a rap group. I would be
the can't cool. be rap, got to be boy band.
Yes, sir.
So excellent stuff, man. Well, hey, I always like to tell you, gentlemen, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed. Best of luck Friday. Hope you knock this thing out of the ballpark, my man.
Yes, sir, Bo. It's been a pleasure, man. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, Rezaun Howard, the standout from Mizzou, and this is a guy you really got to pay some close attention to, and you got to love his size. And his size and the way he plays, the one team that immediately stands out to me is the Pittsburgh Steelers. They love their linemen long, and they love them when they're over that 3+20 size. If you kind of take a look and see what the Steelers like, he's the perfect fit. Now, that's just, you know, speculation on terms of what teams like. But I'm excited to see, and that's why I'm saying it now, to see if they show any interest in him, just comparable to what he does and what they like their guys to do. I mean, when I think of him, I think of a Cam Hayward. I think of Big Ten. Pittsburgh loves Big Ten guys. So, again, just a little fun thing to think about as we lead towards next Friday. If you want this interview again, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and at collegetopro.com. As always, we appreciate you listening, and a big shout-out and a best of luck to our guest, Rezaun Howard, on his upcoming July 8th Pro Day, where he wants to propel himself into the National Football League.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.